Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at an important topic. This is a topic which is very necessary, especially for religious people. A lot of times, religious people, they become almost too religious. They become extremists in religion, and you know, to the point where they, you know, forget their daily responsibilities, you know, their duties towards, you know, their kin, their families, their parents, their, you know, even their children and things like that. And so it's necessary to kind of explain to them that moderation is something which is desirable in worship and in religion. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been narrated as having said, "Verily, this religion is firm, so penetrate into it gently, and do not arouse aversion for Allah's worship in His servants, that they may become like shattered riders, who have neither gotten further in their travel, nor have any drive left to continue." And Imam Ali alayhi salam also said something similar regarding this. The hadith from the Prophet is with respect to moderation in how a religious person should deal with others. Like, for example, for his children. Do not overburden your children, you know, with respect to religion if they cannot perform it. However, this next one is about a person's relationship with his self, you know. If a person wants to become better, more religious, closer to God, you know, how he should do so. You know, he should do so gradually and slowly and in a moderate way. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "Cajole your soul tactfully to worship, and be gentle with it, and do not force it. Make allowances for both its weariness and its activity, except for the daily obligations that are incumbent upon it, for it must fulfill them and undertake them at their prescribed times." Right? So basically what it wants to say is that do not force yourself to perform recommended acts of worship. Like, for example, a good example is, you know, the Salatul Layl, the night prayers. There's a lot of virtues which have been narrated regarding this act of worship, right? But if somebody just cannot muster up the energy and the strength to get up at that time to recite this prayer, you know, then he shouldn't force himself to do so. And he should limit his acts of worship to those acts of worship which are obligations and which are necessary for it. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at moderation in worship in the words of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, both with respect to moderation in worship with respect to others, as well as with respect to oneself, and also in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Once again, we bid you farewell. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammadin. محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد